Hare Krishna. क्योंकि एक बार अगर वो ललिता पिता का तो करेंगे, लाल हाथ में आप पकड़ेंगे, हमें क्या किया जाएगा। लेकिन ललिता महा चतुर है, इतने गलत तो पूरी हो गई, अभी तरह दृष्टि शक्ति खराब हो गई है। तो इसलिए थोड़ी वस्त्र थोड़ी पीला रंग के और नील रंग के पीला रंग भी दिखता है, अभी सूर्य उदय हो रहे हैं। सूर्य जब उदय हो उनका पहला जो किरण है वो थोड़ी पीला और लाल गिरा हुआ होता है। यदि वो किरण पड़ करके कपड़े वो नीला कपड़ा पीला कपड़ा जैसे दिख रहे हैं, वो थोड़ी कोई पीला कपड़ा आपसे किलर देख तो उन्होंने आज को उन्होंने नजर बचा सीखा दिया सूर्य तरफ में। वो उधर लेकर इच्छा तो उन्होंने राधा रानी के कपड़े को बदला करके उन्होंने लीला पर उन्होंने पहना देंगे। इसलिए ये लीला सब यही पर हुआ करते हैं, यही पर ही सभ्यता के लीला हुई है। इसलिए इस स्थल और हमारे भक्ति प्रज्ञान के प्रभु साई महाराज जो मंगल आरती उन्होंने लिखा है, कृष्ण भावनामृत और गोविंद लीलामृत में संपूर्ण रूप में यही का ही भाव है। यही पर कहते नैत्य लीला मतलब रात का लीला इन्हीं पर होता था और निशांत मतलब रात जब समाप्त हो गया अभी कैसे प्रिया प्रियतम अभी चले जाएंगे, कृष्ण चले जाएंगे ना तो राम राधा रानी चली जाएगी क्या पर उनको पहले क्योंकि तरह तरह से उसमित्र तरह बड़े समल मंगल पवन कल कैसे वहाँ पर वृंदा देवी सुंदर रूप में चार तरह का कमल का फूल कैसे राजहंस कैसे क्रिया करते हैं और कैसे तरह तरह का क्रिया को सृष्टि किया जो सुंदर स्वर में राधा कृष्ण का गुणगान कैसे करते थे और उसी समय कैसे प्रिया प्रियतम को उठाने के लिए वृंदा अगर राधा रानी को जल्दी जाना तरह तरह का शब्द को करा लास्ट में कटकर के शब्द को करा लास्ट में जटिला जटिला टुकड़ा टुकड़ा बोल करके प्रिया प्रियम उठना नहीं चाहते किसी तरह से उनको उठा करके यही से ही राधा रानी चल जाती चावर और श्याम सुंदर चल जाते थे जहाँ पर नंदगांव। इसलिए यही पर जो मंदिर हम दर्शन कर रहे हैं ये राष्ट्र मंडल है। कभी कभी प्रिया प्रियतम यहाँ पर उन्होंने रामलीला भी की है, यहाँ पर सुलभ की लीला। इसलिए यहाँ पर प्रिया प्रियतम में बैठ कर कभी ललिता को साथ में कभी राधा जी को साथ में इसमें बैठ कर कभी उन्होंने जुड़ाव भी सुन लेंगे। इसलिए हमारे गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी कभी वो कौन है कभी ये आनंद मंजर है कभी गुण मंजर भी है। इसलिए वो यही आकर के गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी का यही पर भजन पूरी इसलिए वो यही आकर के आप ये ब्रजदेश ललित ये नंद सुनभूत श्री गोवर्धन कल्पपाल बदले आलन की बनी भूत रूप सनातन जीव गोपाल हो। इसलिए तरह तरह से भाव में विभोर होकर के गोपाल भट्ट गोस्वामी यही पर भजन करते थे। इसलिए हर किसी को अत्यंत अत्यंत हमारे गौर वैष्णव के लिए अत्यंत अत्यंत प्रिय और बड़ी उन्नत स्थली है। इसलिए यहाँ राष्ट्र का भी चरण धूली संकेत का भी चरण धूली जिला का भी चरण धूली और हमारे गोस्वामियों को चरण धूली सभी का चरण धूली को तरह के साथ अभिषेक है। इसलिए हम लोग आए सभी इस स्थली पर हम प्रार्थना करेंगे स्थली तुम्हें सारे भगवान की लीला देखी हो, यहाँ पर भगवान का कर्कण लीला हुई आपकी बात और कृपा करती ये लीला प्रकट होकर के हमारे हृदय को पवित्र करके वो लीला हृदय में संचालित करे।
अभी जलपान इधर ही होगा अब हमारे इखाने जल खबर जा हमें শ্রীধাম ব্রজমন্ডল পরিক্রমার অভিমুখে আমরা যে স্থানে এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছি এই স্থানের নাম হল সংকেত স্থান এবং এই স্থানে আমাদের গুরুবর্গের অন্যতম হরগোস্বামীর অন্যতম গোপাল ভট্ট গোস্বামীর ভজন স্থলে গোপাল ভট্ট গোস্বামী এখানে বসে ভজন করছেন। কেন ভজন 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 খেলে ভজন কেন করছেন সেই সকল লীলাগুলো তিনি স্মরণ করছেন যে কথাগুলো আপনারা এখন হিন্দি ভাষায় শ্রবণ করলেন যে রাধা গোবিন্দের অনেক প্রকারের বিভিন্ন প্রকার লীলা রয়েছে। এই হচ্ছেন এই যে চৌতারা, এটা রাসমন্ডল, এখানে রাধা গোবিন্দ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ রামাহরি গোপীদের সঙ্গে অনেক প্রকার সুন্দর লীলা বিলাস এবং রাসবিলাস করছেন। এবং ঝুলন রয়েছে, বিশেষ করে সংকেতের কথা এখানে রয়েছে। এই প্রজাবন্ধের মধ্যে কেবল এক সংকেত স্থান, সংকেত মানে এখানে রাধা গোবিন্দ তাদের মেলনের যে ইশারা, সেই স্থানকে বলা হয়েছে সংকেত। এই সংকেত স্থান কেবল এক রকম প্রজাবন্ধের মধ্যে বিভিন্ন স্থানের মধ্যে তাদের মিলনের সংকেত হতো, ইশারা হতো। এই সংকেতের কথা আপনাদের জগৎকুলের উচ্চবিন্দি গ্রন্থের মধ্যে এবং আমাদের গ্রন্থের মধ্যে রবীন্দ্র লীলামৃত, শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভাষামৃত, শ্রীকৃষ্ণ আহ্নিক কৌমুদী এবং প্রসঙ্গে কৃষ্ণের মধ্যে এ সমস্ত অনেক প্রকারের সংকেত এবং লীলাদি রয়েছে। এটি বিশেষ করে ষষ্ঠকালের লীলার মধ্যে নিশান্ত লীলার মহিমা এখানে মহারাজ বিশেষ করে বর্ণন করেন।
পরিবর্তন করবার ছলে কৃষ্ণের পিছনে দিকে গিয়ে আমাদের ছিল আমি Krishnadam in the morning, and with one hand taking prasadam the other hand leaning back in a relaxed manner and indicating that to Rabbi Mudry or any Mudry there serving him in the morning with a shout up that I want to meet with Srimati Radhika. Where should I meet? And with his fingers indicating they want to meet at a certain place. And then the Mudry may, with their loaded feet, step on any one of his fingers to indicate, yes, Radhika will meet you there. You've also heard that, as it's described in Sri Govinda Lilamrita and Sri Krishna Bhavanamrita, Radha and Krishna's nighttime pastime and pre-dawn pastime take place here. Gurudev also explains this elaborately in his Srimati Krishnamandali lectures that before Radha and Krishna wake up, the Manjari wake up a little worried that they missed their time, but they never missed their time. And they are looking at each other and speaking to each other by glances and by words what Radha and Krishna's pastime were performed in that previous night. And how would they know? By looking at their own beautiful forms and seeing what's in their own beautiful mind. They know exactly what went on in the mind of Srimati Radhika, and by seeing certain signs on their own body, they know what Radha and Krishna performed that night. Then they immediately start their services as Radha and Krishna are still resting, by making garlands and unguents and flower ornaments, preparing camphor, and at the same time, Radha and Krishna are woken up by the service of Indra. We saw the deity of Sankesh, that is Mira Devi, who is the friend of Indra Devi. We saw the deity of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is the Gurudev explained that you take all of Krishna's pastimes together and you make a form out of that, all the unlimited pastimes. That form is Yogamaya. When I was asking Gurudev if I could read the books of the Goswami explaining these pre-dawn and night pastimes of Radha and Krishna, first Gurudev said, don't touch it, not even a page. And when I asked it a couple of years later, he said, all right, but very carefully. You should pray to Yogamaya, who is the complete embodiment of all of Krishna's pastimes, that as I'm about to read these pastimes, if any material association comes in my mind, in my consciousness, please take that away. Or please completely protect me, that there be no material remembrances as I'm hearing and reading these pastimes. So Yogamaya's manifestation is, she's in charge of all the rest of the pastimes. She makes Krishna forget that he's God. She makes Mother Yasoda, even when Krishna is lifting the mountain with one pinky, not know that Krishna is God. She is a manifestation of the heart of Srimati Radhika to fulfill all of Krishna's desires and all of his pastimes. And Veera Devi and Vrinda Devi are Yogamaya's expansion, particularly, of course, Yogamaya Purnamasi also assists in so many ways in Radha and Krishna's Madhurian pastime. For example, by her arrangement, Krishna has an appointment with both Chandramali and Radhika. And then Vrinda, who's particularly her services to the Kunja pastimes as Yogamaya's manifestation, she might see that Krishna's happily engaging in beautiful talking pastimes of Chandravali, and Srimati Radhika is very upset and weeping that Krishna hasn't come on time for his third appointment. So Vrinda Devi, seeing this, she will think, where can Krishna be? So she sends her appropriate servant, that is the heir, all the parrots and the deer and the cuckoos and the peacocks all work under her direction at appropriate times and places in order to arrange for the beautiful meetings of Radha and Krishna. So now, wondering where Krishna is, because Srimati Radhika is so upset, Vrinda asked her messenger, the heir, to find out where Krishna is. So that heir, not like any human being or any person, the heir is another kind of person. And that heir can go under the water, in the mountains, throughout all the caves, in just a few minutes. So that air, under Vrinda Devi's order, takes the fragrance from underneath Srimati Radhika's veil and travels and travels and finds Sri Krishna in the Kunta of Chandravali. And then Krishna smells that divine fragrance of Srimati Radhika and immediately becomes maddened. So he asks who he is, where he is, and he tells Chandravali, oh, excuse me, I just remembered an order that I received from Mother Yasoda. I forgot that there's some big demon coming, and he's just about to kill all of my poor calves and other animals. And if I don't go now, everything will be destroyed. So Chandravali says, yes, go, but please come back right away. Yes, I'm just coming back. And then, totally intoxicated by the fragrance, this is described by Srila Raghunathdas Goswami, Krishna puts his hand, because he can't walk, he's so much feeling separation and intoxicated by his presence, that he puts his hand on the shoulder of the heir, and that heir carries him to the Kunta of Srimati Radhika. So the early morning pastimes take place here. First, Vrinda is woken up by the humming of the bees, who are intoxicated by the messenger, the heir, who has covered all the 10 directions by carrying, kissing all the beautiful fragrant flowers of this area and bringing those fragrant flowers to the bees, who wake up and become totally intoxicated and begin singing. And their singing wakes up Vrinda Devi. So Vrinda Devi then engages her other servants, associates, like the crow. Who is that crow? The crow in the dirt, and she says, stop that crowing. The hen. The rooster, thank you. Vrinda Devi orders the rooster to start crowing as Srimati Radhika begins waking up and is disturbed in her beautiful amorous pastime to Krishna. So she says, stop that crowing. Let's crow as she's going to help. So the rooster stops crowing, and Radhika can be very peaceful. That very good, that crow has gone to hell and has stopped disturbing you. Then the missionaries who have prepared all of their garlands and offerings, they know exactly when the right time is to enter the Kunta. They're looking through all of these creepers, the lattice creepers, and they see exactly when the right time is to enter. So they enter with their paraphernalia and they begin rendering services to Srimati Radhika and Krishna even before they're fully awakened. Giving pillows, cakes, some extra drinks to very easily awaken them. And then untangling the ornaments of Radha and Krishna which have become tangled together. Then Srila Gurudev explains in Balakas Manjali from Sri Krishna Bhadanamrita that Srimati Radhika told Krishna, now you worship the deity. You know when you worship the deity on the altar, after dressing and decorating, you have to put everything away in the prescribed places. Otherwise, it's considered an offense. You have to wash the altar, put the flowers away, put the water away, and then put the tapestry back on the altar after performing various services. So Srimati Radhika, in her pre-dawn pastimes here, He says, now you worship the deity, the cubic deity, because Krishna has, now, by worshiping Srimati Radhika, who is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Paradevata, the worship of the deity of Krishna. He says, now you've ruined everything. My garlands are all broken, my ungwents are scattered, washed away. My ornaments are all broken, my flower ornaments. So please make everything as good as before, otherwise all the sannyasis will come and visit me. So Krishna becomes very pleased. And then like his desire to render the service Radharani, to comb her hair, to decorate her, to dress her, and he wants to have the face and body. Immediately, imagine to come with the comb, with the garland, and give Krishna everything that she needs. So all the residents of the princess, like the deer and the peacock, they're all working under the guidance of Vrindadevi. Then Krishna is decorating the feet of Srimati Radhika with arsa. As soon as he touches her feet, he takes the red arsa and puts it on a piece of cotton and puts that cotton on a very fine feather or on a peacock feather slipper, and he begins to decorate her feet. What kind of decoration? Noun and nami are one. Myself and my name are one. So if I can write my name, or you have to write your name, then I can always remain there, and my life will be perfect. But as soon as he touches the lotus feet, his heart begins to tremble. The Lord Srimati Radhika is the embodiment of Vaidyanatha Mahagaur. And her love and joy is millions of times greater than that of Krishna. Jesus worship with these. So as soon as he touches her, his heart begins to tremble, his hand begins to tremble, and he can't right, he's very trusting. But what he does do is a very fabulous heart, and that is the trembling heart of God, that is the prayer, what a beautiful life that will be. So then he says to Krishna, all you do is like me, Krishna, Krishna, all right, you must take the brush from Krishna and show them how to paint. So why is Krishna writing Mantri that way? He gives Krishna anxiety. So our service is taken away, we become an anxiety. The Krishna is so an anxiety. No, don't take the brush away. But Krishna, grab the brush, and just as she was about to paint right to the feet. Oh, by the way, when Krishna was trying to paint something, Radhika was lashing at him that you're not doing such a good job. So very softly, she kicked Krishna in the head, and that balsa that Krishna had put on the lotus feet now became the stem on Krishna's head. And therefore, Krishna became the Chakmara Dasa, or the official servant of the government of Srimati Radhika. But then Radha Mantri was sending out to take over the job, and all of a sudden, everything disappeared. And she began rolling and wailing and praying against that service. So she came from Mahaprabhu and said, came here in this very spot. That of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where they said, we think he's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actually, he's Krishna himself, who was completely covered by the moon and the song of Srimati Radhika. So when Narahari Thakur saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, he's Krishna, covered by the kumkum of the gopis, covered by the swarm of the gopis.
Far away as she's doing her feet up.
So then Pulamanchi or another mantri will very happily, attentively, yeah, very quickly, so nobody notices, over to that angle, and very quickly, before even Krishna notices, finds that angle bump, Manchi might be ready to wait, because if that angle bump stops, Krishna swoops right up, and the whole dance stops. And the Manchi is also engaged in playing instruments to support the rest of you. The Buddha said, take the dust from this place, put it on our heads, to make our mind saturated with this place, but then has a perfect heat dust of Radha and Krishna. And Buddha said each particle of dust is three molecules himself. Just like each atom in this world is Paramatma, each particle of dust is the whole power of a kind of Sri Baladev. So he said, take the dust, put it on our mind to make our brain full of this breath and full of the shastra, pertaining to this breath, remember that, put it on our eyes so that we no longer see objects of sense gratification, but we can see this pastime. Put it in our mouth so that our whole body becomes full of this breath, which is all breath, and put it in our heart so that our heart becomes no longer made of
I'm going to go to the next one.